This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Former U.S. President Donald Trump said late Saturday that a bullet hit his right ear after shots were fired in his direction at a campaign rally in Pennsylvania. VOA's Steve Miller has this update.
Analysts speaking to VOA have called the attack on Trump a world-changing event and a dark day for democracy. George Washington University Director of Legislative Affairs Casey Burgat says history suggests there will likely be a rally around Trump effect, but broadly speaking,
we're going to see both parties respond with a condemnation of political violence, of trying to press pause on a lot of the dehumanizing that we face across our political parties, against our political leaders. And hopefully this serves as kind of this reset button to say, hey, this type of talk isn't costless. And it does have these downstream effects that can ultimately, as today proved, end up with a loss of life.
The Pennsylvania State Police said at a press briefing early Sunday, the suspected shooter was male, but did not identify him. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Reaction from world leaders of the attempted assassination are trickling in. Australia's Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, was one of the first to make a public statement. He outright condemned the attack and wished Trump and his family well.
In Australia, as in the United States, the essence and the purpose of our democracies is that we can express our views, debate our disagreements, and resolve our differences peacefully.
And the White House says President Biden spoke with Donald Trump after the apparent attempt on the Republican's life. Before Saturday's apparent attempted assassination of former President Trump, there have been multiple instances of political violence targeting U.S. presidents, former presidents, and major party presidential candidates. Presidents Abraham Lincoln, James Garfield, William McKinley, and John F. Kennedy were shot and killed by assassins. This is VOA News. Horrific scenes continue to unfold in the Gaza Strip after an Israeli airstrike Saturday killed at least 90 Palestinians in a designated humanitarian zone in Khan Yunis. Reuters' Lon Grubens has the story.
Displaced Palestinians flee, ambulances race amidst clouds of smoke and dust after an Israeli airstrike on Saturday hit the designated humanitarian zone of Al-Mawasi in Khan Yunis, Gaza's health ministry said. Israel said the airstrike was targeting Hamas's military chief, Mohammed Deif, as well as Rafah Salama, the commander of Hamas's Khan Yunis brigade. It was unclear whether Deif was killed. A senior Hamas official did not confirm whether Deif had been present and called the Israeli allegations nonsense. It is unclear how the strike would affect ceasefire talks underway in Doha and Cairo.
Russian shelling of Ukraine has killed at least four people as the two countries exchanged drone attacks, one of which set ablaze a Russian oil depot. Ukraine has in recent months stepped up aerial assaults on Russian soil, targeting refineries and oil terminals in an effort to slow down the Kremlin's war machine. Moscow's army is pressing hard along the front line in eastern Ukraine, where a shortage of troops and ammunition in the third year of war has made defenders vulnerable. An oil depot deep inside Russia's southwestern Rostov region was set ablaze Saturday in the latest long-range strike by Kyiv's forces on a border region. Rwandan President Paul Kagame wrapped up his re-election campaign Saturday, 2 days before voting takes place on Monday. The incumbent faces two opponents who say he has overstayed. Kagame tells reporters that his supporters want him to run for another term. VOA's Nairobi Bureau Chief Mariama Diallo has that story.
Kagame faces two other candidates, including the Democratic Green Party's Frank Habineza. Habineza told VOA he successfully campaigned in most of the 30 districts across the country recently, and voters have been more enthusiastic this time around.
I'm giving them hope that at least after the 30 years, we need something different.
Kagame joked at the news conference that he never wanted to be president, saying that it was his party that insisted he get into the race in 2000. Decades later, his supporters tell him they want him to run for another term.
You know, these people who meant to be president are telling me they still want me to be president.
Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Kigali, in Rwanda.
You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.